Man, God bless you. So God bless you, Minister Vanetta Bolden. We want you to let go and let God use you in however he wants to use you. At this time, I present to you all Minister Vanetta Bolden.
Oh, praise the Lord. I am so excited to be among God's people. I want to just say thank God for allowing His Spirit to bring us home on today, and then thanking Minister Bolden and Pastor Bolden for extending an invite to come and be with his people. And I am not going to trouble the Spirit too long. Thank you for my pastor, Pastor Bolden, who's listening on the line. I just want to, before we go into prayer in just a bit, I want to direct your heart to Romans chapter 9, beginning at verse number 25. That again is Romans chapter 9, beginning at verse number 25. And I'm going to be reading from the King James Version, and so you can follow along with me at whatever version you are using. Again, that's going to be Romans chapter 9, beginning at verse number 25. God is good, and he is wonderful. He's marvelous. I love him so much, and I am excited. I've been getting excited ever since Lady Bolden called me about being with you. So as I just read a little bit, just a passage of this chapter, I want you to follow along with me, and then I want to just walk us through this word. And so the chapter reads, "And as he has also said in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there they shall be called the children of the living God. And Isaiah also cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved, for he shall finish the work and cut short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth." Oh my God, if I had to just take a subject tonight just briefly for you, it would be erasing what they said. Again, the subject for this passage of Scripture would be erasing what they said. Heavenly Father, I ask that you will come now, that you will begin to invoke the ministering word in my spirit, that you will touch me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. God, you see the nervousness, but I declare that you are a God who will relax these nerves and that you will loose this tongue so that the word can go forth clear. I ask that you will touch each and every heart that's listening, touch each and every ear, and touch each and every spirit, so that this word will flow down and it will capture and do what you would have it to do. Father, we depend on you as our instructor. Instruct us as we begin to move through your word. And then let this word become alive for your people, that this word will be a word that they will remember until the day you come back for us. We believe these things are done in Jesus' name. Amen. Just the other day, I was riding in my car, and I began to hear a song by Dwayne Woods, and the name of the song was They Said. And as I began to listen to the words of the song, the song captured me because I like the beat, because I love music. And then I began to really intently listen to the words of the song. And as he began to sing, he began to say, believe what you will, but I have found there is only one who has the last word on it. And he began to continue to sing, and he began to say, and see, when everybody had given up on me, he knew I was redeemable, and he made me whole. And I began to get excited, and just kept on listening to the song. And when it got to the chorus said, and they said, I'll never be good enough. And tears began to roll down my eyes, and I continued to listen to the words of the chorus. And the chorus said, and they said, you're not worthy of his love. And then the chorus went on to say, Lady Bolden, and they said, you're just not irredeemable. And at the end of the chorus, it said, I'm so glad that God had the final word. The thing began to mess me up because I began to think about things in my life that people said, and I began to just keep on thinking about the phrase of the song they said, and it kept messing with me, Pastor Bolden. It kept messing with me, Dream Team, that every time I moved, I just kept hearing they said. And then a night or so ago, God led me to the scripture in Romans. And one of the things that I could not shake out of my head was the word said. And so I began, Lady Bolden, to look up the word said. And I found out that said is a verb. That means when you say something, it has action. And I began to look up said, and said, it's the simple tense of the word say. And I, as I began to look up say, it means that it's spoken, that it is mentioned. And then as I began to further dig into the definition, it means when you have said something, you have expressed in words a declaration of an opinion that becomes a belief. Oh, my God. And when you say something, it is pronounced. And not only is it pronounced, it becomes indicative of the person that it begins to fall on. Oh, my God. And then not only is when you have said something, it takes on assumption. Said takes on supposition, and it begins to become a lie. I just kept tossing back and forth of the meaning said, and how as we began to look in the book of Romans, we began to see that Paul is beginning to write about the church of Israel. And what he began to unfold in my eyes began to tear me up in my spirit, because I can just imagine all the things that have been said to not only me, but things that may have been said to you that left a pronoun declaration over your life. Can you but imagine that every once in a while, the things that were said were positive? Oh, we like those kinds of sayings. But every once in a while, as I began to think over the things that people had said to me. I began to mess up when I got to the negative things. Because how many of you know that no matter how saved we are in the Lord, and no matter how anointed we are in the Lord, people have the capacity to say something over your life that will make a lasting impression. And sometimes when they're saying those things, they are saying those things with ill will and ungood intent. And so as I began to think over the said stuff, every once in a while, the said positive begins to go away when you are compounded with the negative. And so I wanted God to help me understand they said. And then I wanted God to help me understand how he was going to correct what they said. And God began to say, I'm erasing what they said. And I said, God, how are you going to do that? And he began to lead me to this book of Romans. And as you begin to see in the first verse, it says, and he says to Hosea, I will call them my people who are not my people. And my spirit jumped because I said, what are you saying, Lord? And he said, as I began to look at it, he said, I will call them my people who are not my people. And what God began to Lady Bolden, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. You're back on the line. We may have lost a few people, but you go right on.
Okay. So what we what I began to look at as we began to question God and say, how are you going to help me with what they said? And as we looked at Romans chapter 25, verse 25, it says, and he says in Hosea, I will call them my people who are not my people. And he began to stress into me the first point of the scripture. And the first point is that God will have a way to let others know that they are not the only ones who are it. Oh, my God. It says that I will call them my people who are not my people. And so what God was doing in this scripture was he was being inclusive of people who did not think they had an opportunity to be included. Because what I found is sometimes people can say something that will try to exclude you from God's blessings. Oh, my God. And so what God was saying in this verse was, I'm calling people who are not my people. Oh, my God. I'm calling the ones who people have said were nothing. I'm calling the ones who people have said were never going to make it. And I'm including them into the category of my people. I got excited. And then it went on and said, and I will call her my beloved, who is not my loved. Listen to this. Sometimes people will make you think that God loves them more than they love you. But in the scripture, we're seeing that God began to include the people that people thought were not as loved as they are. Oh, my God, don't you see the erasing? First, he began to erase that you were not included in the kingdom. Oh, my God. And now we're seeing that he began to erase everyone who said you would never be loved. I see you, God. I see you beginning to erase what they said in the scripture. And then as we read on and it says, in the very place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there they will be called the children of the living God. And that's when I got excited. That's when my soul began to bubble up. That's when my soul began to leap out of my flesh, because it began to let us know that the very time when the word was spoken over you that was not like God, he was there and he was erasing it. Don't you see it? The scripture says in the very place, that was in the very moment where they were saying it, where they were saying you are not good enough, where they were saying you are not loved, the scripture says there they will be called the children of the living God. Oh, my God, at the moment where the words were coming out of the mouth, God was capturing that word, and in it, he was changing what they said. Look at the scripture, and he was turning it around and saying, in that very spot and in that very moment, you are a child of the living God. Hey. That's when I began to get excited in my spirit, because God was erasing what they said. And then it went on and said, even Isaiah cried out concerning Israel. And the scripture says, and though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. And I want to let you know, Dream Team, that God can begin to take the fragments of what you thought you were and begin to take the unbelief of what you have believed that was spoken and began to do a work in you. Look at what it says. And it says, and so he will finish the work, and he will cut it short in righteousness, because the short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And so, even though sometimes it has taken us years and years and days and weeks and months and hours and minutes to come up out of what they said, the Bible says that if you can but grab onto the belief that you are God's people, that he loves you, that the moment they were trying to capture you in the spoken word, that he was making you his child, if you can but grab onto that in the fragment of your brokenness, God says that I'm going to cut short, look at what it says, and finish the work that is in you. And I'm going to cut it short and finish the work, and I'm going to do it so fast that the whole world ain't going to be able to believe it. Touch your neighbor or shout in your house, he's erased what they said. Don't worry about what they said, because God was stripping it away from the atmosphere as they were speaking it. And I want to declare and decree to you and profess over your life that no matter what has been said, no matter what has been spoken, the final word, just like Dwayne Wood said in the song, is that it don't matter what they said, because only one has the last word on it. Oh, my God. And only one knows that in the end, you are redeemable. And in the end, I'm so glad that God has the final word. Let us pray. Father God, we are so thankful for the words that you have spoken to your people. We are so thankful, God, that right now, everything that was spoken against us, we realize at the speaking of this hour that that thing was captured when it was spoken. And God, right now, we believe and declare and decree over your people that we are free of that word, that God, we are going to walk like your children. God, we are going to raise up ourselves because we know that we are loved. We know we are of the kingdom, and we know that we are your people. And God, we don't serve a God that's dead, but we serve a true and living God. Thank you for being alive in this word today. And so, God, as if it was spoken a negative thought or a negative comment that has been bound in the atmosphere by your love, we thank you, God, that you are covering and freeing your people right now at the utterance of this word. We thank you, God, that the assumption is not true. We thank you, God, that the declaration was not true. But we lean and depend on what we know. And what we know, God, is that you are a living God and that you are alive in us. Help us, God, as we begin to shake off what they said, as we begin to retune our ears. God, we are captive, and we are looking forward to what you're going to do with the fragment that's left. We are thanking you, God, that you're no shorter than your word. We are thanking you, God, that not just people will see, but the whole earth will see what you have professed over our lives. We are thanking you, God, because you are awesome, and we love you. God, thank you for renewing in us a new mindset. Thank you, God, for renewing in us a new way of listening. Thank you, God, for restoring in us an original heart, one that loves you and beats for you. We thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. You are worthy, and there's no God like you on this earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lady Bolden, I turn this back over to you, but I wanted to let you know that
praise
has
God
been erased.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God for you, Minister Vanita Bolden. We just praise God for that powerful, powerful word. See, the enemy tried to throw a curveball in here, and somehow we got disconnected a little bit. But thank God you got right back on the line, and because somebody needed to hear this word, praise God, erasing what they said, taking out the negative and filling in with the positive of what the word of God says. So we just thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, sharing a powerful, powerful word with us, just letting us know that we are children of the living God, not the dead God, but we are children of the living God. Amen.
Yes.
And whatever
Amen.
God says, That's what's going to stand. Amen. For the word of the Lord is already settled. Praise God, and it can't be changed. Hallelujah. So when God has told us that we are children of the Most High God, then we are who God said we are. Amen. Glory to God. See, man looks on the outward appearance, but God sees our heart. Hallelujah. Yes. Man may tell you, you can't make it, you are nothing, get back, or whatever, but when God calls you forth, when God speaks and says, today is your day. This is your time to come forth. My God, doesn't make any difference what anybody else says. It's what the Spirit and what God has said. So I just thank you. Thank you so much on behalf of the Dream Team for coming and being sharing that powerful word with us. All the people that are on this prayer line tonight, I know you've been blessed, and I want you just begin to give God a praise. Can somebody say thank you, Jesus? Can somebody give God the praise? Hallelujah. We just praise God. Amen. That's right. Somebody just go forth and just let God know. God, I thank you that I'm a child of the King. I thank you because what God says, that's what's going to stand. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you, God. We praise you. Hallelujah. Because the work that God has started, He's able to complete it. So I just, again, want to thank you, Minister Vanetta Bolden. Also thank your pastor, your husband, Reverend Kevin Bolden, for allowing you to share the word of God with us tonight. And I pray that He continue to bless you, continue to anoint you, and encourage your heart. So on behalf of all everybody that's on the line tonight, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Dream Team Prayer Line. And praise God that we'll continue to lift up the name of Jesus. May I encourage you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. And when we know that God is good and we know that He's real in our hearts, no matter what anybody else says, know in whom we believe, know that word and hide the word, like David says, hide it in your heart that you may not sin against Him. You can make it. You and I can make it. So until next week, we want you to be blessed of the Lord. Know that you're highly favored. And as I say to you all every week, I love you. Be encouraged and look to the hills from which comes your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. God bless you, and may heaven continue to smile upon you. Thank you for being on the Dream Team Prayer Line tonight. God bless you. Have a blessed night. Good night.
God bless you. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.